Previously on Collie and Cass.
So this is doing the Zoom.
Yep, we are living the dream.
I'm losing the internet. Tom!
What's up, Cass?
There's a man in Mum's house. I saw him on Zoom.
Pegasus, I haven't told Cass about you yet.
I'm in with the in crowd. I go where the in crowd goes.
Cass, you busy?
Can't help with dinner, Tom. I'm Zooming Mum.
Oh, okay. Is that Pegasus bloke still living with her?
I don't know. The camera's on, but there's no one in the room.
What are you cooking?
Lamb curry.
Mmm.
So, if I look in the spice rack, I see immediately that we're out of cumin. And immediately I know that we have a problem.
Are you pretending you're on MasterChef again?
The pressure is on. If I don't think fast, dinner is going to be a disaster.
Oh, give it a rest.
My wife wants me to give it a rest. I return to the stove.
Mum, are you there?
Cass?
There you are. Mum, what's with the bathrobe?
I've just had a shower.
Well, could you close it, please? You're in high definition.
Pegasus, come and say hi to Cass.
Hello, Cassandra. Nice to see you again.
Ah, another bathrobe.
Well, we both had a shower.
Have you? Have you two been exercising or something?
Oh, yes, it was quite a workout, wasn't it, Collie?
Pegasus, what's that tattoo on your shoulder?
It's nothing. Nothing at all. Kettles boil, Collie. Cuppa.
Lovely. Thanks, Peg.
That's a strange tattoo.
Cassandra, I'm waiting.
For what?
An apology.
Oh, Mum, we've been over this. I called the police because there was a strange man in your house.
Who, as we have established, was Pegasus.
And now your guitar teacher has moved in with you.
Pegasus is more than my guitar teacher. He's my lover.
Oh, please, don't say my lover.
Here we go. Nice cup of tea.
So, what kind of a name is Pegasus, anyway?
Well, it's from Greek mythology. You know, Pegasus, the winged horse.
Yes, I know that. But, I mean, why Pegasus?
Well, for me, the name symbolises the spreading of my wings.
Oh, God.
Cass, do you remember the song I used to sing when you were little?
Devil Get Drive?
No, the other one. I am Pegasus, my name means horse.
Right. And you two met how? At a karaoke bar?
It was at the local food bank.
Before all this COVID nonsense.
Pegasus volunteers there. You do such good work.
Oh, I was also a volunteer at the Asylum Seekers Resource Centre.
Oh.
And now here you are, seeking asylum with me.
Oh. Mum, that's a bit inappropriate. The plight of asylum seekers is a very serious issue. Peter Hellyer did a really interesting story about it on The Project the other night.
Do you do any volunteer work, Cass?
Me? Oh, yeah, look, you know, I would love to, but I am flat out with Superior Interiors.
That's her interior design business.
Dinner, Maisie, off screens.
Okay, Mum, got to go. And so what's on for the rest of the evening? Netflix?
No, we might just go back to bed. Bye.
Oh, God.
Here you go, my love. Lamb vindaloo.
Oh, thanks. Wow, the flavour's really...
complex?
I was going to say lacking.
Oh, it's a few ingredients short, sorry. I probably should go and do a shot.
That Pegasus has a tattoo of an 8-pointed star on his shoulder. I'm sure I've seen one just like it somewhere.
Everyone has tats these days.
There's just something dodgy about it. About him. Hey, pass me my phone, will you?
Cass, not the cops again.
No, the Curry Kingdom. They still deliver, don't they?
Are you saying that my MasterChef journey has come to an end?
If it ever started. Oh, my God. I just remembered where I've seen that tattoo design before.
Where?
In a documentary on Russian prison gangs.
Been listening to Nolene Brown as Collie, Julia Zamero played Cass, John Wood, Pegasus, and Matt Preston as Tom. Collie and Cass was written by Michael Ward and produced by Brian Nankervis.